His presidency was sandwiched between presidential greats Washington and Jefferson, and unfortunately, much of his work in helping form this nation has been lost in the shadows of those two national heroes. We continue our President's Week series on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Savannah Guthrie with an urgent story developing right now in every state and county across America. Despite having more than enough food available in this country, there are nearly 16 million kids, that's one in five children, struggling with hunger. They often don't even know where their next meal is coming from. And the worst part is, this has been going on for years. There's no excuse for it, and that's why Feeding America is doing its best to put an end to childhood hunger. As a nationwide network of food banks, Feeding America engages local communities in solving hunger by collecting surplus food, giving hope to hungry kids and their families all across our nation. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. You can start by going to feedingamerica.org to learn more. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Caroline Kineth at Adams National Historical Park near Boston says John Adams established a law practice in what was once his home's kitchen. But as the Revolutionary War approached, the lives of Adams and his wife Abigail began to change.
When the events of the Revolution started to emerge and the problems with Great Britain, and John Adams was called to serve his country, John and Abigail, their only means of communication was through this letter writing between one another, and there are literally over 2,000 letters that exist today.
It is difficult to imagine how the Revolutionary War and the birth of a new nation consumed Adams' time. He almost missed seeing his family for an entire decade, from 1774 to 84.
He literally gave himself to the country. The 10 years that I mentioned that Abigail and John were apart, he didn't see his children but twice, once when he came back for a three-month period and then a five-month period.
Adams served as our second president, and it was that one term as president following Washington that proved a difficult slot to fill.
He was greatly disappointed when people didn't embrace him, and this was especially seen when he had to follow in the footsteps of George Washington, who served as 8 years as president of the United States, and John Adams was vice president. And in the election of 1797, he became our second president and had to fall in the shadow, really, of the father of our country.
In many ways, Adams became a lost president in history, serving between national heroes Washington and Jefferson. However, he was an important founding father on the road to independence. Traveling the countryside in Quincy, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.